folks, thanks for joining us. This is Carl Brooks. I'm the regional administrator. I'm going to go ahead, since I know your time is valuable, and lead right into the material that we wanted to share. This is about air quality around the Westlake landfill site in North County, St. Louis. What we plan to do a little later today is put up both the release and an air quality report. What I wanted to do is share with you the key points of that report. Since May of last year, May of 2014, the EPA has had an air monitoring system near the Westlake site. The purpose for that system was to give us air quality information that we needed as a baseline so that we could see what the air around Westlake and North County was like as we look ahead toward any further construction activities there. It also gave us a chance to get the system up, optimize it, work on methods of getting the data off, and allow us to compare and share this information with the DNR, which has been monitoring around the site for a good long time. So what I wanted to share with you today are the summary points of what this EPA air monitoring report has disclosed. Basically, the air around the Westlake landfill site in North County, St. Louis, resembles the air elsewhere in Metro St. Louis. There's nothing distinctive about the air around Westlake compared to the entire metro area. And this is an important point. The air in Metro St. Louis is pretty much like the air that this agency finds in other large Midwestern industrial cities. So there's nothing really distinctive about North County, St. Louis compared to the entire metro area. And there's nothing very distinctive about St. Louis compared to other large industrial areas. All of you folks who do environmental reporting know that St. Louis air remains an important priority for this agency. We work with local stakeholders, our partners at the DNR on air quality every day. St. Louis air is not where it needs to be, and we have plans with our state partners to continue to improve it. But the main thing I wanted to share is how much the North County air resembles the air in the rest of St. Louis. Now, if I could, I want to break that out into two pieces that are of interest to people who live and work around Westlake. One is radiation. The other are other kinds of contaminants that we might expect to find near large landfills like this. The monitors that we've had up now for about 7 months contain five different monitors that test for alpha, beta, and gamma radiation. The radiation levels that we have been monitoring indicate no releases of contaminants that pose any threats. In other words, these radiation levels are consistent with what you would find in other large Midwestern cities. I'll break that down in just a little more detail, first on alpha and beta. All the monitored median values are consistent with median values for a monitor that's across the river in St. Charles County. In other words, the alpha and beta that we're picking up around Westlake doesn't look any different than alpha and beta that you would see across the river in St. Charles County. On gamma, that's the third form of radiation that we're responsible for monitoring. The gamma radiation monitors around the Westlake site basically showed values that are consistent with the underlying geology of that area. If you guys have been covering this, which I know you have, you'll know that Missouri geological formations emit gamma radiation. The picture that we're sharing with the public essentially shows that North County, St. Louis, around Westlake has gamma monitored values that look pretty much like you'd expect in an area of this sort with this type of geology. Now, looking at the other contaminants that we've been measuring for, and there were quite a number of these, things like volatile organics, carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide. From all the data that we're sharing, there are no releases of hazardous contaminants from this landfill that pose an unacceptable risk to human health. So, that's the basic message that we're sharing. We wanted to be sure that our data and the system that we put in place gave us an accurate baseline so that we could share that with our partners at the state, with the people who live and work around Westlake, as well as with the PRPs. This baseline data gives us the information we need about AIR so that as further activities at the site go forward, we know how to design those to maintain AIR that's protective of public health. One final point, folks. Even though this is what you might call a good news story, it should be a reassuring story to folks who live and work around there. EPA knows, Region 7 gets it, there have been unacceptable odors coming from the Westlake landfill over the last couple of years. We totally get that people who live and work there have had to put up with odors that have basically been foul. We have appreciated the work that the state's been doing over on the Bridgeton side to try to manage that heating event that's producing some of these odors. We get the fact that these are not good odors to have to breathe, but I want to go back to the point I started with. The air contaminants that we've been monitoring for over the last 7 months don't look any different around Westlake than the rest of St. Louis. And St. Louis doesn't really look much different from any other large Midwestern industrial city. So this system has been helpful to us in putting together a baseline. It's been, I think, helpful in showing that the information that the DNR has been sharing with the public over the last number of months is pretty consistent with what we're seeing. Fundamentally, EPA and DNR are finding the same information around this site. Folks, with that, I'm happy to open up for questions. I've got a couple of my air quality specialists here as well as the Westlake site managers. Thanks for listening.
All right, Carl, this is Kevin Killeen in St. Louis at KMOX Radio. Good morning.
Morning, Kevin.
I'm sure a lot of people will be relieved to hear your findings, but there are going to be a lot of skeptical people who live in the community near the landfill who have complained of watery eyes, headaches, nausea, the whole question of whether there are health effects among their children. What would you say to people who might be concerned that you didn't test for the right things, or that maybe this isn't a completely thorough picture of the human health implications of living near that landfill?
Sure, Kevin. Again, we get the fact that people who live around Westlake have had to put up with odors that have been at times intolerable. What I would say to somebody who said, well, EPA, this doesn't give me any more assurance, would be, first off, take a look at the data. Make sure you see what
program EPA... 800-282-2882.
Sorry, could somebody mute off that?
This is Carol. Hello.
Hi, this is Curtis Gary with EPA. We're doing a news conference. Can you please hang up?
Yeah, I got it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
You still there, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I had to take you off of our recording system to ask the question, and I was transferring you back on. Let me transfer you back on, then go right ahead, sir.
No,
all right.
Okay, we got you. Go ahead, Carl.
Fine. Yeah, EPA understands that there have been at times intolerable odors coming from the Bridgeton side of this complex. We get that. It's important, though, to be able to share with people the data that we have showing that the air in this part of North County is pretty much the same basic air that people throughout Metro St. Louis breathe. I don't know that that would cause somebody to say these odors are okay. We get that they're not okay, but we did want to share the scientific information we had about other pollutants that we know have adverse health consequences, in part to reassure folks that the air in this area is about like the air that their neighbors elsewhere in Metro St. Louis are breathing. It's also helpful for us as we go forward with construction work to make sure that we put in place procedures that keep this air in this kind of condition. Again, it's not ideal air. St. Louis has its air quality challenges. We know that.
Hi, Carl. This is Dury.
Mr. Brooks, this is... Jacob Barker at the Post
Dispatch. Hey, Jacob, I think Derry spoke up first. Let's go in that batting order. Derry first, then Jacob.
Thanks. This is Derry with St. Louis Public Radio. I was wondering how far along Republic is in building the firebreak, since you mentioned construction.
I'm sorry, Derry, your question dropped at the end. We didn't hear what the end of your question was.
Sure. You mentioned construction. Do you know how far along Republic is in building a firebreak?
Oh, okay. You're asking about the isolation barrier system. This agency, EPA, has been working with the Corps of Engineers. It's been a pretty intensive six-month process to make sure that the Corps has all the information they need on that. We are standing by to get from the Corps their assessment of what the engineering and construction factors would be there. We'll let you know as soon as we have received that information and made that decision. So there is no construction activity underway now. The Corps is nearly completed with their analysis, which they'll be providing to the EPA for us to go forward from there.
Is there any kind of timeline?
We know that the Corps wants to be thorough. All the various stakeholders, including the airport, the DNR, the Attorney General, the responsible parties, supplied detailed comments to the Corps late last year. The Corps engineers have let me know that they are fairly well through those comments. I don't want to guarantee or predict when the Corps advice is coming over to EPA. When we've made a decision on that, we will be sure to share that with the media, with the public, with elected officials.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Jacob, you.
Can you hear me? Am I on?
Yep, you're coming through fine.
All right. Now, I haven't looked at the study yet, but in terms of a time frame, it sounds like a lot of the monitoring was recently after the owner, the PRPs, put on, you know, a cap and other equipment to handle some of those emissions. I mean, would it be fair to say that emissions have improved much? Have you reviewed older DNR air monitoring data? Can you just describe that a little bit, give us a little color on, you know, the history of the emissions, you know, when they were coming off before any of our equipment?
Sure, Jacob. The monitoring program that I described here today that EPA has had in place commenced in May of 2014. The data that we'll put up in that report that's going to be posted just a little bit later this morning or early afternoon is through the end of calendar 2014, so we have 7 months of data. I don't believe that our air team has monitored or analyzed the DNR data that was provided up through May of 2014, so I know I'm not in a position to comment on whether it's better or worse. The main point we're making is that the air in this area is basically, fundamentally, from a public health standpoint, similar to air that folks throughout the metro area, including Metro East, are breathing. And St. Louis air would remind you of air in most large Midwestern cities. There's nothing fundamentally different about that. And I believe that our air folks would say that's fairly consistent with the state's data over the last 7 months as well.
All right, thanks.
Yep. So I know you guys are very economical with your time. We've been with you for 15 minutes. I don't want to prolong this any more than necessary, but I don't want to shut it off before you've asked questions. Anybody else have questions?
Administrator Brooks, Jacob Barker again. I guess kind of a different topic. Is there any sort of timeline on when, the mapping of the rim might begin? I know Republic has to submit a plan for that, but any sort of color you could provide on a time element when we might expect that to begin?
Sure, Jacob. We are here at Region 7, Brad and his team, sitting down with the engineers from the PRPs this week. You guys reported last week that we have directed them to come to EPA and start these discussions. I can't say if that's going to happen really fast or not, or acrimonious or workmanlike. My basic take is that we can get a work plan for that RIM characterization, radioactive impacted material, together in pretty short order. We'll let you know and the public know. The work will look quite a bit like the first phase of that work that was carried out in late 2013 through spring of 2014. There's a technique called GCPT that involves use of certain kinds of equipment. Then there's also core drilling.
that contractors for the PRPs will do under EPA direction. So it'll look quite similar to what was done in late 13, early 14. We will have a better sense in the next week or two how the work planning is going, and we'll be sure to let the community know when there is a plan.
Thanks.
Yep. It's very important for EPA to have this information for Brad and for Jeff and our Superfund team. It's extremely important information to have in order to present all the options for a long-term remedy. It's also helpful for the state, for the DNR, and for the AG to know the location of this material as they manage the SSC event over on the Bridgeton side of the complex. The Attorney General has said a number of times that it's essential for the state to know that. We acknowledge that, and that'll be one more value for this RIM characterization project. But we'll share with you, we hope, in a reasonable amount of time when that plan is in place.
If some RIM is found in the South Quarry portion of the landfill, would EPA have to take that over? I know there's some question about jurisdiction there, whether state DNR would be able to operate in areas with RIM.
Hey, Jacob, although I am a lawyer, I'm not a lawyer for the agency, but I want to be very direct about this question of RIM. We've said to the state for quite a long time now, I think there's a letter from me to the Attorney General if you want to see that. We'll share it with you. If it's RIM that's part of the project at Westlake that we're responsible for under Superfund, we own the responsibility for dealing with that regardless of its location at the site. I've tried to assure the state of that, that this agency understands its CERCLA duties, its Superfund duties. Where RIM is located, that RIM is EPA's responsibility. It's probably not a lawyer
Thank
answer.
You.
That's the practical answer. If it's RIM, it's EPA's responsibility at that site.
Thank you.
Yep. Again, I know you guys are very busy. We'll have this release and the report up here a little bit later this morning or very early in the afternoon. We'll also have a map showing where these air monitors are located if you need to see those in your reports. Any other questions?
Yeah, Carl, I was wondering if you could just kind of react again, because I feel like a lot of people who live near the landfill and have been smelling these odors, and you know, they're saying that they attribute a lot of their health concerns to these odors and to what's coming out of the landfill. I don't know if they're really gonna buy that the air quality isn't any worse than the rest of the city. Can you respond?
Sure. We acknowledge that the odors that people have had to put up with there have been intolerable at times in the past. Absolutely, we know that. But it was also important for folks who live there to have this agency do its scientific job to share an overall picture of the air quality in that area. I know that there have been concerns that there are contaminants or radiation at levels that are excessive. We wanted at least to have the scientific data out there. I know that people can come to their own conclusions about what the science means, and we're not trying to tell them that they have to have any particular reaction to it. We thought, though, that it would be responsible for us to share this data. It also helps us design a better long-term remedy. We appreciate the work that the state has been doing. I think that the state's effective and solid efforts have reduced the odor problems over the last some number of months. But again, our job is to put out the data, gather it properly, analyze it correctly, and then people can come to their own conclusions about what they feel about the air they breathe.
And you were testing for radiation, but also like hydrogen sulfide, sulfur dioxide, benzene, right?
Yeah, there were a variety of different components that are in the report. Yeah, there were alpha, beta, and gamma radiation, various volatile organic compounds, carbon monoxide, hydrogen sulfide. The report will have detailed values for each of these.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
But again, I want to come back to the key point I made. None of them
make this area look any different from other parts of Metro St. Louis. None of those levels that we measured and analyzed indicate that there are releases of hazardous air contaminants from that landfill that currently pose an unacceptable threat to human health. That's the basic message reduced to a nutshell.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
You bet. You know, folks, I think at this point we're going to say thanks for joining us on this call. If you have further questions after you see the data come up, you can get in touch with our public affairs staff, and they'll be happy to answer them for you. Thanks, guys.